So let's review. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Amar Talmud Acha. In our Mishnah, Bishami held that a Mavi requires both a Lechi and a Kar, while Basil requires only one or the other, Oy Lechi or Kar. The Mishnah continued that a certain student, who was later identified as Rabbi Meir, once told Rabbi Kiva that Rabbi Shmuel holds that both Bishami and Basil agree that a Mavi who is opening is less than 4 amos wide only needs a Lechi or a Kar. The Machlik is only in the case of an opening between 4 and 10 amos. Rabbi Kiva did not accept this and held that the Machlokes Bisham Basil applies even to a Mavi that is less than 4 amos wide. Rabbi Kiva Hainu Tana Kama. The Gemara asks that what is the difference between Rabbi Kiva and the Tana Kama in their understanding of the Machlokes Bisham Basil? The Gemara answers that one of them holds that a Mavi narrower than 4 tefachim needs no correction at all, while the other holds it does require at least one, either a Lechi or a Kaira. Even though Rabbi Kiva rejected the idea that Bisham Basil agree about a Mavi that is less than 4 amos wide, he said, Halacha Kaisa Talmud, we pass like the student who understood otherwise, L'chadid ba'atamidim, in order to keep his students sharp. It is also possible that he did not say Halacha Kaisa Talmud, but Nirin Itmar, meaning the Talmud said something that is logical, but not accepted l'halacha. The Gemara continues, Kamakam shatem maitzi mishum Rabbi Shmuel omer Talmud echad lefnei Rabbi Kiva, ein eil Rameir. Since Rameir was a student of both Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel, whenever we find this phrase, a student said something to Rabbi Kiva in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, it is always Rabbi Meir. We know that Rabbi Meir was a student of both from the fact that he describes how he told Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Shmuel that he would use kankantum in the ink that he used to write Sefer Torah as an effective way of preventing letters from becoming erased, and one of them approved while the other did not. There are two versions as to with whom he studied earlier and approved, and with whom he studied later and did not approve. Two parenthetical points that emerge from the discussion are: in the second version, Rabbi Shmuel emphasized that a Sefer's work is Melecha Shemayim, the work of heaven, and the mistake of one missing or extra letter can destroy the world. Rashi explains, omitting the Aleph of the word Emes in Hashem Lekechem Emes would read Mess, or adding a Vav at the end of the word Vayidaber in Vayidaber Hashem would read Vayidabru, plural. To reconcile the chronological order of events, the Gemara says that Rabbi Meir first learned from Rabbi Kiva, but had to leave because he could not determine how to paskin, because Rabbi Kiva explained both sides of an argument extremely well. Therefore, he went to Rabbi Shmuel, Begama Gemara, to learn halachas, and later returned to Rabbi Kiva, Visavasvara, to study the reasoning. Once we mention using kankantim, the Gemara tells us two machlokes about Parsha Saita, which the Gemara concludes are not related to each other. First, even though kankantim clearly may not be used in writing the Megillah Saita, because it will need to be erased, there is a machlokes whether a Meir holds that kankantim may be used in the psukim of Parsha Saita, written in the Sefer Torah. Rabbi Yehuda says that he holds it may be used because we may not use the Sefer Torah as a Megillah Saita anyway. But Rabbi Yaakov says he holds that kankantim may not be used since the psukim from the Torah may be used for Megillah Saita. Second, the Tanna Kamma holds that a Megillah Saita written for one Saita may not be used for another woman, while Rabbi Achi Bar Yoishi holds it may be used. We cannot compare it to a get written for one woman that may not be used for another, because regarding get it says because of law. Therefore it requires ksiva lishma. The writing must be done for the sake of that woman. Whereas regarding Megillah Saita it says va'asa law. Therefore according to Rabbi Achi it requires only asi lishma, the erasing to be done for the sake of that particular woman. The Gemara goes on to say 4 great things about the godless of Rameir. She'ein b'derish Rameir kamayu. The Rameir was unequaled in his generation, but we did not pass like him. Shelo yachlu chaveir lamar al sefdaita. His contemporaries were unable to determine his final position because he was able to present convincing logic for both sides of an argument. Loi Rameir shemay. His name was not really Rameir, but Reb Nahiroi. We call him Rameir because Meir in a chacham b'halacha, he would light up the eyes of the chacham in halacha. Amar Rebbe, Hayne mechadan mechavroid dechazit l'Rebbe machayr. Rebbe attributed his sharpness to having seen Rameir from the back, and assumes he'd been even sharper had he seen Rameir from the front, as the pasuk says, v'hoyer necha roitzes merecha. His student Sumchus was able to give 48 explanations why things are tamei or tahar. The Beishame Basil argued for 3 years until a baskel, a heavenly voice, declared, Eilu ve'eilu diril kemchaim. Both opinions are the word of Hashem. However, halacha kebasil. The halacha follows Basil. The reason we pass like Basil is that they were always easygoing and always mentioned Beishame first, not only in halachic arguments, but even when relating an incident involving Beishame and Basil. We learn from here that people who humble themselves ultimately become prominent, and people who seek honor, it eludes them. One machlokes that they had for 2.5 years was whether it is better for a person to have been born or never to have been born. One day they voted and decided, we would be better off not having been born. But once we are born, we should search or examine our deeds and be very careful with how we act. The Mishnah at the end of the daf will be reviewed with the Gemara on the next daf.